Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, back again with a look at Josiah, the young king who was brand new, not only as a ruler, but he was becoming brand new spiritually. Right away, with good leadership and help on his team, he began doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Yesterday, we saw that his father and his grandfather, kings of Judah, had not done well. They had done wickedness and evil. And this young king, only 8 years old, did that which was right, and it showed from the very start. We can look at 2 Kings chapter 22 and 23 and see an awful lot about this young king. And it thrills me to know that even a child, when properly exposed to the Word of God and the ways of God, can be brilliantly mature in the way of faith. Now, one of the first things that Josiah did was to order that the temple would be cleansed, that is, repaired. It was in great disarray, and when that work began to be done, Hilkiah the priest gave Shaphan the scribe a book that was discovered. And Shaphan brought that book to the king and read from the law. Yes, the Torah, the scrolls of the Word of God, had been discovered there in the rubble of disarray in the temple that had been neglected for decades. The law of mercy, grace, peace, the law of God's love and his provision came before the king, and when the law was read, the things that he heard made him tear his clothes. For that sign of great mourning and great sorrow came to him, for, as we see in verse 16 of chapter 22, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants, all the words of this book which the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods. Yes, the Lord's anger, his wrath, shall be aroused against this place, the temple, and Jerusalem, and shall not be quenched. This was what the king heard read to him. But the king sought guidance from the Lord, and when the guidance came, listen to the message that was to be sent back to this godly king. And in verse 18 we see, but to the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, in this manner you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which you have heard. Because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they would become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place. So they brought the word to the king. We will see as we continue in this study that the king knew that he was in need of both personal and corporate repentance, for the wrath of God was looming before the people of Judah because through the leadership of the bad kings that came before Josiah, they had gone the wrong way. They had worshipped idols. They had forsaken the temple. Yes, they had forsaken the God of Israel. But this should be a lesson to us. When we humble ourselves, and when we pray, and when we give ourselves to God's hand, when we confess our sins, He is ready to forgive us. And when He forgives, He saves. And when He saves, He does not forsake nor let us go. I love when God's Word shows us what happened in the time of Josiah, and I'm even more captivated when I see that in the Word of God, we find that even though we are sinners, lost and dying, when we confess our sins to God, He is ready to forgive. He is ready to save to the uttermost. Remember, Jesus died for sinners. And when sinners repent, when they turn from their sin and turn to God for salvation, God hears, God saves. And from that point on, like King Josiah, we begin a life of service and we begin a life of growing to be more and more like our Savior. I'm coming back tomorrow with more on this very subject, and I trust that you'll come and listen and apply the truth of God's Word to yourself, just as King Josiah applied the truth of God's Word to his life and to his position as ruler of Judah. So even though my time is gone for today, I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.